This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning! The root, the roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome back. We're on Lindell TV now. Hour number two is always our Lindell TV hour, so it's great to be back with you and share my time with radio and Lindell TV. You can find my radio and TV shows if you go to the top of RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. At the top it says Watch Wayne on TV, Listen to Wayne on the radio, Listen to Wayne's podcast. You can't miss it. And you click on it, and you're either watching my TV show or watching a library of previous shows or listening to my radio show or listening to a library of previous shows or listening to my podcasts or listening to a library of past podcasts. So check it out. I've got a commentary I want to read you about Columbia University and the Jew hatred going on there, which is, you know, just incredible and beyond the pale, and I never thought it could happen in America. But before I get to it, I want to read you a few of the big news stories that I've picked out that I think are just huge stories. Separate, of course, from Trump's trial. Everyone knows Trump's trial is a huge story. And it's a rigged trial. It's a rigged jury. It's a rigged judge. It's a, you know, rigged charge in the first place. I mean, this is truly insanity. No one's ever gone to prison for anything like this. It's never been brought in the history of New York State. Oh my God, you might have had sex with someone and they extorted you and you might have paid them. Hillary Clinton murders people, no one cares. Barack Obama spies on the president. You know what you should get for spying on a president? Life in prison at Guantanamo, breaking rocks. You're a traitor. Mark Milley, the general, tells the top general in China, you know, no matter what happens, I'll give you advance notice. Don't worry, I won't let Trump attack China. He's a traitor. He should go to prison for the rest of his life in Guantanamo. No one cares. But Donald Trump may have paid a woman he had sex with. Maybe. We don't know if he had sex. And we don't really know if he paid her. We only know he might have paid her and he might have had sex. And that's what this trial's about. And now he's trapped in New York. The ultimate election interference. I mean, it's all so absurd. So, some other stories that matter, though. Denver migrant advocates say 6 months of free rent and free food is not enough. It's a slap in the face, and it's offensive to illegal aliens. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just beyond belief. And then we've got the Biden administration being accused by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission of racial discrimination. Wait till you hear why. They're accusing the Biden administration is accusing a Pennsylvania-based convenience store chain called Sheetz, S-H-E-T-T-Z, convenience store chain, Sheetz. They're suing them, and they're accusing them of violating civil rights law with their hiring practice, and you got to hear why. This is how they're violating your rights. They're checking whether you have a criminal record or not. And that violates the rights of black people and brown people because they're more likely to be criminals. Oh, my God! This is America, huh? This is amazing. They actually admit that. They say that if you check whether a person has a criminal background, this disproportionately impacts black, Native American, and multiracial job seekers. So the United States government admits that black and brown people are much more likely to be criminals But you can't ask because that violates their rights and they might not get the job, and that's discrimination. This is America today. It's insane. And the last story that's so impossibly, ridiculously unbelievable, Congress has now passed this $90-plus billion foreign aid bill. We're totally broke. We're a debtor nation, and we're printing more money to give to other nations for their security while we give nothing to our border security. Hard to believe. We're giving $60 billion to Ukraine, who has no chance of beating Russia, so we're flushing it down the toilet and burning it in the fireplace. $60 billion that could be used to give the taxpayers a break, or pay off the national deficit and debt, or how about provide security for our border from a massive foreign invasion. But now we find out slipped into the Israel bill, into the Ukraine-Israel bill for giving away, you know, $95 billion in aid, is $3.5 billion for migration and refugee assistance to address humanitarian needs of vulnerable populations and communities. In other words, they stole another $3.5 billion, and Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker of the House, let them do it for migrants and refugees, to let more people in and give them more free welfare and more free things. It's incredible. It's incredible. The entire Washington is bought off. They're all bribed. They're all criminals. They're owned by China. They're owned by the lobbyists. They're owned by the Mexican drug cartel. And as a Jew, I'll even say they're owned by Israel, because we don't need to give Israel another $20 billion. I'm on Israel's side. I'm fighting for Israel. Look at my commentary coming up. It's all on Israel's side. We don't need to give them another $20 billion. This is crazy. My column is titled, "I'm a Jewish Columbia University alumni. What if the victims of this hate were blacks instead of Jews? How would the nation respond?" And I'm the only guy I know of that not only is demanding the president of Columbia resign, which is an obvious one, but also is tying this to the Democrat Party and Joe Biden. None of these dummies are doing that. Well, Biden, Obama, and the radical Democrats got their way, didn't they? They wanted America radicalized and weaponized. They wanted division, hatred, and envy. They pushed grievance and the blame game. They wanted the whole country to kind of be based on social justice, diversity, equality, inclusion, critical race theory, reparations, and a thousand other crazy, radical, dangerous racist ideas. Then they opened the border and waved the whole world in, including criminals, terrorists, America haters, Jew haters, and military-age males with nothing to lose and are probably taking marching orders from our enemies. Then they threw in a weaponized government demonizing and framing the leading opponent to Joe Biden, President Donald J. Trump, of course, I'm referring to, rigging the jury and the judges to ensure a guilty verdict, and then holding multiple communist show trials with one goal: to stop President Trump, imprison him, or perhaps kill him, make him die, or get him killed in prison. Keep in mind, this is all happening in Manhattan, just blocks from Columbia University. It's a show trial. The communist show trial just blocks from Columbia University. Throw in America's sworn enemies like George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and the World Economic Forum, and most prominently China and the Chinese Communist Party, no doubt spreading billions around to fund this toxic brew and bribe the politicians. Now spin, and then stir, and then shake, and now you have the anarchy, unrest, vile hatred, anti-Semitism, and violence at Columbia University and every other elite university. This is our enemy's greatest dream. We are so divided and consumed by hate that we will destroy ourselves from within. They don't even have to fire a shot to conquer America. But this much I know, my alma mater, Columbia University, is ground zero for what's coming. Here's some of the things that are happening at Columbia. Radical haters, radical America haters, and Jew haters have occupied the campus at Columbia. It's an insane scene. You're supposed to be going to college. You're supposed to be going to class. You're not supposed to be professional protesters, you know, with the Occupy movement sleeping in tents on the campus. Protesters celebrate and cheer the murdering terrorists and mass murderers of Hamas, They chant about genocide and death to the Jews, and they chant, "We are Hamas." Columbia's chief rabbi has warned Jewish students to leave the campus immediately because they're not safe on campus. Can you imagine this happening in America? A pro-Israel Columbia professor has had his key deactivated to get into his own building in his own classroom, and he's told it's for his own safety and protection because they can't protect him from the mob. The school has now capitulated to the mob and canceled in-person classes and moved to online education. Keep in mind, Jewish students' parents are paying $86,000 a year for this treatment. At Ivy League sister school, Yale, the same radicals have occupied the campus in solidarity with their Columbia communist and Jew-hating comrades. Incredibly, Yale protesters just blocked a Jewish student from entering a campus building. Do you ever think you could see that in America? You're a Jew, 20 of us will stand in the way and you can't get in the college building because you're a Jew. Remind anyone of Hitler's young Nazi thugs in 1930s Germany? And a Jewish journalist from Yale student newspaper was literally poked in the eye with a Palestinian flag after she was surrounded by thugs sending her to the hospital. This all happened in America. When we get back, I'm going to put the shoe on the other foot. I'm going to take the same scenario and replace every one of those situations with Jews with blacks. Let's see how America would respond if the same thing happened to black Americans. My God, the hysteria would be over the top. And the government would declare everyone involved a domestic terrorist and put them in jail for years to come. And they'd close down Columbia. MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Just go to MyPillow.com. Promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn. MyPillow.com. Promo code WAR. Get up to 80% off. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of Nocovidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Raw and unfiltered.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wayne Allyn Root, I think my thing is attached wrong here. My IFB is kind of caught on my shirt. There we go. Let me make sure I got it right. All right, here we go. So I see an article online about Ilhan Omar's daughter who goes to Columbia University and got suspended. So they kicked her out of her student housing and they revoked her dining hall privileges. And she's losing her mind. She's calling herself homeless and starving. Ilhan Omar's daughter is homeless and starving. Her mother is a United States congresswoman. I'm sure she's filthy rich with all the scams all these congressmen are involved in and all the insider trading. I'm sure mom can wire her or send her, you know, $100,000 when she needs it, alone $10,000 when she needs it. But, you know, she's learned from this victim PR mill of the Democrat Party. Just scream, I'm black, I'm Muslim, and I'm starving and homeless, and the world will fall for my scam. You know? She isn't homeless and she isn't starving. She's kicked out of her dorm for being basically a domestic terrorist. That's what all these kids are who are protesting on campus. They're domestic terrorists. But I realize Merrick Garland will not prosecute any of them for being that because they're not white and Republican and they don't have MAGA hats and they don't support Trump. It's really quite amazing what's happened to our country. All right, let me finish up my column, which is titled, I'm a Jewish Columbia University alumni. One of the victims of this hate were blacks instead of Jews. So I'm taking all of the key outrages that happened to Jews at Columbia University, and I'm now taking the same scenario, and I'm replacing Jew with black American. And can you imagine what would happen? How horrified and hysterical Democrats and the liberal media would be if the shoe was on the other foot. So what if white students wearing hoods occupied Columbia University and other Ivy League universities and called for the genocide of black Americans? Can you even believe, can you even imagine that could happen? White people screaming, we're going to murder black people while black students walk by. I mean, could not happen. So how come this can happen? What if white terrorists mass murdered and gang raped black people in another country last October 7th? And then white students at Columbia celebrated the mass murder and waved KKK flags. Can you imagine that happening? No. What if a black university leader told all the students who were black at Columbia to immediately leave because you're not safe on campus? Can you imagine? All hell would break loose in the United States of America. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson would show up at the, and AOC would show up at the campus and declare that black students will be killed at Columbia. This isn't America, oh my God. This is Donald Trump's America. They're murdering black people. What if a black professor was locked out of his Columbia University classroom and building for his own safety and protection? Can you imagine that? No. What if a black student was blocked by a mob of white thugs from entering a Columbia University building? I mean, can you even imagine that? No. What if a black journalist for the Columbia student newspaper was surrounded by a mob of white thugs and sent to the hospital after being poked in the eye by a KKK flag? Can you even imagine it? No. What if the president of Columbia capitulated to the white KKK mob and canceled in-person classes? What an insult to the parents of black children who pay $86,000 a year to attend Columbia. I can't imagine it. What if these KKK white supremacist rallies were spreading all over the USA with protesters screaming about death to blacks? I can't imagine it. Would this be allowed by President Biden for even an hour, let alone days or weeks on end? Here's what I guarantee would be the response if the victims were black. The president of Columbia would be fired or forced to step down today. Columbia would bring in hundreds of police or private security to guarantee the safety of black students. The governor of New York would order the National Guard to the Columbia campus to stop the protests and protect black students. Columbia would offer a full refund of all tuition to the black students. The black students and every black alumni ever at Columbia would pursue a class action lawsuit against Columbia for hundreds of billions of dollars for allowing a dangerous, hostile, racist environment. The president of the United States would terminate all federal funding for any college allowing this kind of hate on campus. The protesters would be labeled as domestic terrorists, be arrested, and face years in prison. But this is America today, run by Joe Biden and a Democrat Party made up of communist radicals and racists who preach hate, division, and envy. They created this toxic brew. They've turned us into a combination of 1968, 1860 in the days before the Civil War, and 1930s Nazi Germany. And the real question is now, it's out of control. Can they even stop it?
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's hush money trial is over for Monday. Trump had this to say leaving the courthouse.
I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try and take me off the trail for.
The first witness, David Pecker, was called by the prosecution, but the trial halted due to the Passover holiday. The Senate is expected to pass a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan this week. Senate leaders are aiming for swift passage of the legislation, which was approved by the House on Saturday. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a significant gun rights case involving ghost guns, which are kits that can be purchased without background checks. The key question is whether the ATF has the authority to change gun regulations or if this power lies solely with Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is War Beef. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families. A lot of problems. The supply chain is dysfunctional, and the prices due to inflation out of this earth. And if tomorrow there's a major war, a major EMP attack, a major nuclear attack, World War III is clearly coming. It's going to be hard to afford the price of beef anymore. It's going to be hard to live the way we've always lived. And that's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with a 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium Texas beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They've created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get an exclusive 15% discount on everything you buy. It is just one ingredient, premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best. But prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. All right. We've lost our guest. He's not there. So one of my super fans, Dave, lives in Pennsylvania, right outside, I think it's Allentown, I believe. And Dave says, I pronounced the word wrong. The convenience store chain that's being sued by the Biden administration is called Sheetz. You pronounce it like Sheetz, but it's S-H-E-T-T-Z. So I thought it was Sheez, but it's Sheetz. And it's a convenience store chain that's being sued and being accused of racial discrimination. Now, keep in mind, I told you a story about it. I believe it was a trucking company, and I think it was in Kentucky, and they're being sued by the same, I believe it's the same government agency, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, for daring to ask if an employee is got proof of citizenship. You would think in America, not only is it not a crime, but you should be given an award for actually asking if employees are American citizens, because so few do it. And we only want American citizens to be hired, right? Well, obviously wrong. Obviously not what the Biden administration wants. They not only found a company guilty, they literally fined them $30,000, if my memory serves right, for daring to ask someone if they were an American citizen. Because if you ask someone if they're an American citizen and they're not, then you wouldn't hire them. And that to them is a crime. Well, Sheetz is being sued by the same Equal Opportunity Commission because the company's hiring practices discriminated against minority applicants. And the reason they say that is because they had the nerve, Sheetz did, to ask people applying for a job if they have a criminal history, any sort of a criminal background, and they did background checks. And that's discriminatory, because the system weeded out applicants who are criminals. And the EEOC, the Equal Opportunity Commission, said this disproportionately affects black people and multiracial job seekers and Native Americans. Because, you know, Lord knows they're criminals. That's what they're saying, not me. I wouldn't say that. I would think you're racist if you say that. But the federal government is actually saying that black people are criminals in such high degree that you can't ask them for a background check or ask them, are you a criminal? Have you been in jail? Have you been charged? Have you been convicted? Because the answer in so many cases is yes, that they'll never get hired. That's what the government's saying. But why would I want to hire someone who's a criminal? I'm not going to bring them into my business. I don't want them in my business. If you've ever been convicted of a crime or you are an illegal alien, I could never hire you. I don't want you near my employees or me. I don't want you near my family. I don't want you stealing my property. I don't want you guarding my store and leaving the back door open so all your friends can steal everything in it. I would never hire an illegal alien. I would never hire a criminal. They're telling me that that's prejudicial. That's discriminatory. Wayne Root should go to jail or be put out of business because I won't hire illegals or criminals. You can't believe this stuff. because America is run by a communist cabal. It's a communist takeover of America. Here's the thing. I go out to eat this weekend, right? Both Friday and Saturday night, I'm out to eat at beautiful restaurants. And around me are lots of beautiful people in beautiful suits, wearing nice clothes and beautiful dresses and beautiful high heels. And you look around, everything looks the same as it always looked. I'm in a Vegas casino. I'm in a beautiful restaurant. The bill's going to be $250. It looks like it's always looked. You think Wayne Root's making it up? This can't be a communist takeover. This country can't be inches away from total collapse. It is. You just don't notice it yet. You will soon. I had as a guest on my Real America's Voice TV show, which is on at 10 o'clock Eastern tonight, 7 o'clock Pacific, The Root Reaction on Real America's Voice TV. Just go to rootforamerica.com to find it, or realamericasvoice.com to find it. But I had on the show as my guest, Martin Armstrong. Martin Armstrong is one of the great predictors in the world today for 40 years now. You know, he's a geopolitical economic analyst. And he's always right because he's got a system, a computer system called Socrates that is always right and predicts the economy and predicts society and predicts everything that's going to happen. Political elections. It's never been wrong with a political election ever. And his Socrates system is predicting a total collapse of our government, total collapse of our economy, war, perhaps civil war, definitely World War III, but also a Trump victory on November 5th. So that's great news. He said it's never been wrong. I said, what about 2020? Off camera, I said, what about 2020? It predicted dead even, but Biden would win. So it turned out to be right. They're predicting a Trump landslide. His factors are totally different than quote-unquote polling. They don't just pick up the phone and call any old schmuck, right? They rely on 1,000 different pieces of information about the economy, and then they compare it to every election for the last 100 years, and then they spit out who's going to win this election. And they show that Joe Biden's popularity or approval is not at 35% or 38% or 39%, or occasionally you even see 40 in these polls. They say that Joe Biden's popularity is 8%, and that Joe Biden will only get 35% of the vote in the November 5th election. Now, I said to him, that doesn't include cheating and rigging. So maybe they can bring it from 35 and raise it up to 45, but that still means Trump wins a landslide. I've always said Democrats can cheat 5 to 10 points, but they can't cheat 20. Okay, it's impossible. And so he's showing a massive landslide for President Trump. Of course, that's the reason I keep saying they're going to replace Trump with Michelle Obama. Because Trump's getting the black vote like never before, and the Latino vote like never before, and the youth vote like never before. And so there's two reasons they have to dump Biden. Number one, if you dump him, throw Grandpa under the bus or throw him out of Air Force One, throw Grandpa out of the plane. If you do that, you get to say, see, the economy may suck for you, but Biden did that, not Michelle Obama. So now they've moved away from Biden's economy and Bidenomics. And they're blaming it all on Biden, and they kick him out of the plane, and they kick him under the bus, and he falls under the wheels, and Joe Biden's gone. You never see him again. Bye, Grandpa. Hope you had a nice run. So, they're going to name Michelle Obama because, one, they could throw Biden under the bus and his economy under the bus and bury him and make it like it's all his fault. And now they got a fresh candidate. And number two, if you're losing two things, minority votes and youth votes, then Michelle Obama answers the bell on both of those because, first of all, the convention's in Chicago. Why did they make it in Chicago? Just in case they were going to dump Biden and bring in Michelle Obama. That's number one. She's from Chicago, born and raised. It's going to be her coronation. And number two, or I say number three at this point, number three is that Michelle Obama attracts blacks who will come back to the Democrat Party, especially black women. And Michelle Obama attracts youth because she's a celebrity and young people like celebrities. So there's the deal. It's going to be Michelle Obama against Trump, which is kind of scary. because I know he's going to beat Biden by a landslide, but I don't know if he could beat Michelle Obama by a landslide. I just hope he can beat Michelle Obama, period, by one vote. Crazy. The average person sees this. How much time's left, Chris? And our guest is saying, I'm here. I'm looking right at my phone. Our guest says, I'm here. I don't know why they couldn't connect to him, but just letting you know. You can let Austin and Chris know in the Lindell room that he's there. So I don't know. Maybe we can get him in the fourth segment. But Denver migrant advocates say 6 months of free rent and food's not enough. Slap in the face. I mentioned that at the start of the segment. It's truly amazing. It's truly amazing that you could break into my country. You're a criminal. They've opened the prisons from around the world. They've let all the criminals and the lowlives and the scumbags out. The worst scum of the world's coming here, including criminals and murderers, robbers, rapists. And just every person that comes is a criminal because they're ignoring the laws of the United States of America and breaking into our country. And you're going to look me in the face and say free food and free rent for 6 months is not enough. It's a slap in the face and it's offensive. And I'm going to look you in the face and say, then you have no right to be here. Go home, you mother trucker. Go home. We don't need you. We don't want you. I have no reason to let you in and then give you my money. You can't raise my taxes because you want to come here. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Be right back. RootForAmerica.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fire. Let me start quickly. We've got our guest here, but I want to mention Energized Health. This is the program that made me look younger now than 13 years ago when I was 50 years old, about to turn 63. This program has been my fountain of youth. This program has reverse aged me. It's the most amazing program that I ever could have imagined. And now you have a chance to be on the same program. Just go to energizedhealth.com and just type in WAR for Wayne Allyn Root is your promo code, and you automatically get 40% off energizedhealth.com. WAR is the promo code for Wayne Allyn Root. Barack Lurie is with us, managing partner of the Lurie and Kramer Law Firm in Los Angeles, best-selling author of the Atheism Kills book series. His newest book is Keeping the Kids All Right, and he's a great friend of Wayne Root and a great friend of my family. Barack Lurie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Wayne, thanks so much for having me. It's incredible times that we're dealing. I love your analysis of Biden and his popularity. It's exactly what I suspected. I thought the numbers were a little high for him, but to hear how low they actually are, 8%, I actually believe that that is more accurate.
And I hope they're low among Jewish voters, because I don't know how you can look at what's happening in Colombia and not pin it on Joe Biden, not pin it on this, you know, this horrible administration that opened the borders, let the whole world in, and pitted us all, division, hate, envy. To me, the whole Colombia situation is Biden. And I don't know if you heard my commentary, but I said that, can you imagine if you replace the word Jew with black and you had white KKK demonstrators on Columbia and Ivy League campuses chanting death to blacks and stopping blacks from going to class and making blacks feel like their life is threatened and they can't walk around their own campus and they got to leave. Can you imagine what would happen? How all hell would break loose. But because it's Jews instead of blacks, Biden does nothing and the mayor of New York does nothing and the president of Columbia does virtually nothing, and everybody's allowing it to happen. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think part of the reason why is that we as Jews tend not to get violent when it comes to social issues. We would participate in social issues quite a bit, but we certainly don't get violent. Another reason is that we're only 2% plus of the population. And as a consequence, because we're not noisy, we're not threatening to the system whatsoever. On the contrary, we work with the system always. We're easy to push to the side when there's a big issue, And there's a lot of loud voices when it comes to the pro-Gaza movement. So they just want to go with the tidal wave that they said that they see coming at them, and they'd rather appease the mob, even though there's no such thing as appeasing a mob. It only gets worse and worse, but Biden doesn't seem to know that. He also doesn't seem to know the difference between right and wrong, and that's exactly what's happening here. He just doesn't know right and wrong. So that's why we're seeing exactly what it is. He appeases them. He accommodates them. He tells them in a speech that, you know, they have a point. They have a point. And what do you think that does to encourage them? It's quite obscene. So everything that he's doing right now is enough to just simply fan the flames of their madness. And there's just no talking reason to them. That is the reason why we're seeing that the Jewish people, generally speaking, are really having a tough time having to stand up for what's right. And unfortunately, that's the state of our nation right now under Biden.
And where do you see this going, by the way? I mean, I see this not dying down, or it may die down for a short period, even if they put it down now, but it's going to come back roaring when we get towards the election. And if Trump wins, and I pray to God he wins, it's going to come roaring back after the election. I believe it's going to be nonstop riots in this country, and we're going to have to put out the flames.
Well, look, God willing, there won't be, you know, nonstop riots at all, but I think there'll be a tremendous upheaval as a result of Trump winning. I do think that he will win, just like you said. I think that things will get much worse when it comes to the pro-Gaza movement. It'll just be fanning all the way through. I think Biden thinks that somehow it benefits him because of all this danger and everything else, and he'll be there to quell it somehow, but it's not going to happen. When Israel eventually goes into Rafah, which is the southernmost city of Gaza, in order to root out Hamas, they'll call it yet again another genocide. Apartheid somehow is applicable somehow. And they'll protest in the streets all the more. This is what happened when Iran attacked Israel with all 300 missiles and drones and everything else that we just saw. And right away, I think it was the very next day, Wayne, they blockaded the Golden Gate Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge. And the reason for that is that they didn't want any attention drawn in favor of Israel. They didn't want any sympathy for Israel. They wanted to go right back to the pro-Gaza situation and to control the narrative. And this was the way they did it.
And by the way, I think America is overwhelmingly pro-Israel. These are a few rabble-rousers, a small percent of America. They don't represent anything near the majority. They're a tiny minority, but they've got very big mouths, and that's always been the liberal way, right? They're small, they're not the majority, they're the minority, but they scream loud and they lay in the street to block traffic, and conservatives don't do things like that.
They don't. And look, it's very similar to the whole transgender movement when you think about it, right? It's such a tiny group of people that are in control of everything, the narrative, and same thing here. So it's a shocking situation, but we have to deal with it. We have to do what's right.
Good analogy. We'll have you back soon. It was an abbreviated interview because we had you for the long segment, and we couldn't connect with you for whatever reason, technical difficulties. But I'm glad to grab you for the last segment of hour number two. Barak Lurie, managing partner of Lurie and Kramer Law Firm in Los Angeles, best-selling author of Atheism Kills, book a series, and his newest book is Keeping the Kids All Right. Barak, great to have you. Happy Passover, my friend.
You too. Happy Passover. Thanks so much.
All right, Wayne Allyn. That's the irony, right? Passover starts tonight at sundown, and yet all this terrible anarchy against Jewish students happening at college campuses across America now. What an offense to the Jewish religion. Terrible stuff. I'm Wayne Allyn. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.